That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today, of course, being the 3rd of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1645, as part of the 30 Years' War, the Second Battle of Nordlingen saw French forces defeating those of the Holy Roman Empire. Both sides had similar numbers of men, over 12,000 for both, and the French's tactics were described as brutally simple, with the French commander simply having his men run as hard as they could at the imperial forces' emplacements. Now, the Roman army counterattacked, and both sides experienced losses of around 5,000 men. But come nightfall, the Romans got turned around and in the darkness and confusion, thought they were actually surrounded, so they surrendered to the French forces. In 1903, Macedonian rebels in Kosovo proclaimed the Kosovo Republic, which existed for only 10 days before Ottoman Turks laid waste to the town. In 1915, August 3rd, Wellington Battalion captured Chinook Bear, led by Lieutenant Colonel William Malone. This attack was one of the high points of the New Zealand effort at Gallipoli. In 1933, the Mickey Mouse watch was introduced for the price of only $2.75 on August 3rd. Probably be worth quite a bit more in this day and age if you still had one of the originals lying around. In 1958, the Nautilus became the first vessel to cross the North Pole underwater. The mission was known as Operation Sunshine, and literally it was a submersible, went underneath the Arctic polar ice cap and crossed under the North Pole, underwater the entire way. Really impressive effort. In 1985, mail service returned to the nudist colony in Paradise Falls, Florida. Seemed the mail people had refused to risk staining their eyes with all that nudity when delivering letters, so the residents promised that they would wear clothes or stay out of sight when the mail person came to deliver. In 2004, in New York, the Statue of Liberty was reopened to the public for the first time since the September 11 attacks in 2001. And same day in 2004, NASA launched the spacecraft Messenger. The 6.5-year journey of Messenger was planned to arrive at the planet Mercury in March of 2011, which it did. And on April 30th in 2015, Messenger finally crashed into the surface of Mercury after sending back more than 270,000 images. So she should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. Also have some very famous birthdays for you today. Irish BBC broadcaster Terry Wogan, Sir Terry. His radio program Wake Up With Wogan had 8 million regular listeners, making him the most listened to radio broadcaster in Europe. Who wouldn't love that sort of success? He passed away only a little bit earlier this year, aged 77 years old, born though this day in 1938. Jay North, the original Dennis the Menace, if you can believe that, at least on the screen. In the early 60s, he was 65 today. Martin Sheen is 76. Actor Isaiah Washington, 53. Good looking 53 too. Actress Evangelina Lilly, she is 37. And French Formula One driver Jules Bianchi, really sad story. Born in 1989, but died last year after losing control of his vehicle during the 2014 Japanese Grand Prix. It was an induced coma. Until mid last year, the first Formula One driver killed as a result of an accident during a race since 1994. Really sad story, Jules. Wherever you are, do have a happy birthday. And I've got some famous musos for you today as well. Mr. Tony Bennett, he's 90. He is an incredibly prolific artist, sold over 50 million albums worldwide. Bit of a comeback kid as well. Happy birthday, Mr. Bennett. In 1941, Beverly Lee, the member of the all-girl group, vocal group, the Shirelles. She is 75 today. B.B. Dickinson, bassist for War, is 67. Ian Benson, the Scottish multi-instrumentist, best known for his work with the Alan Parsons Project, is 63. Stephen Carpenter, Steph, co-founder and lead guitarist of Deftones, is having his birthday. James Hetfield, frontman for Metallica, 53. Would have loved to play you any one of my favorite Metallica tracks, but I couldn't go past this one today.
Gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me.
Let's talk about sex. Going out to Deirdre Muriel Roper, better known as DJ Spinderella, the American DJ and rapper, who is a member of the hip-hop group Salt-N-Pepa. Only 16 years old when she first joined the group, which would go on to become one of the most successful female hip-hop acts of all time. She is 45 today, so happy birthday, DJ Spinderella, taking us out. Very famous track. Let's talk about sex from Salt-N-Pepa. This day in history for 2SER.